much for having me.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Now for a few announcements of happenings around the Denver Boulder LGBTQ community. Out Boulder will be sponsoring a series of employment seminars intended to help transgender people in Boulder find gainful employment in a job they love. For more information and to register, you have to RSVP to attend. Visit outboulder.org. Space is limited, so sign up soon. On March 26th, the LGBT Center in Denver celebrates Family Day with No Hate. Lots of fun activities and free photos for kids under 12. For more information, visit the Facebook page at facebook.com/nohatecampaign. That's N-O-H and the number 8. The annual Open Door Fund dinner will take place in Boulder on Saturday, April 2nd. The Open Door Fund raises money and distributes grants for programs that enhance the lives of LGBTQ people in Boulder County. For more information about the event and to register, go to opendoorfund.org. And looking down the road, the annual Dining Out for Life event is coming up April 28th. On this day, restaurants in more than 60 cities across North America will donate a portion of their proceeds to support and care for neighbors living with HIV/AIDS. Locally, the program supports Project Angel Heart. For more information, visit projectangelheart.org. That's our show for this evening. Thank you for joining us here on Outsources. We hope we'll see you next week. Check us out anytime on kgnu.org/outsources.
We're 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland. And we're live online everywhere at kgnu.org. It's time for the Opera Box.
Nascondete assente me! Distretta! Mi sono scottato, perfida! Cosa nascondi là?
Well, good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight, my playlist eavesdrops into the domestic lives of memorable operatic spouses. Blissful or otherwise. Such as this moment of reconciliation from Susanna's Secret by Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari. And Other Married Couples by Bartok, Wagner, Verdi, Strauss, and Puccini. Join me for tonight's domestic opera box.
No fumeremo insieme!
Prendi!
Anche un'altra!
Quella di domani!
Birichina! Mi proverò.
Mi farai mai peggio.
No, mia cara. Fumerò. Tutto è fumo a questo mondo che col vento si dileva. Che col vento si
Senza tregua fuma
Susanna's husband suspects her of having a lover. He smells cigarette smoke whenever he comes home. He tries to catch her in the act, but each time it seems the secret lover has just escaped. He confronts her. She confesses it is she that enjoys the occasional cigarette, but she's been hiding it from him. The couple are now able to enjoy a cigarette in each other's company and live happily ever after, from Ermanno Vulfarari's comedy, Susanna's Secret. We heard Renata Scotto as Susanna and Renato Brusson as her husband. John Pritchard conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra. 6.5 minutes after 7, you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight we examine opera's treatment of spouses. Turns out there are way more lovers than married couples in opera. I'm not sure why. Spouses give us some of opera's greatest moments. Sometimes blissful, sometimes not. Like Bluebeard and Judith in Bluebeard's Castle by Béla Bartók. I think most people know the French legend of Bluebeard, who murdered his wives. Bartók's opera is symbolic, however, and the title of the opera is a clue, Bluebeard's Castle. It's not Bluebeard or Bluebeard and Judith. Now, the opera takes place just after they're married. When they enter his castle, the younger Judith, or Judith, she sees 7 doors with locks on them and impetuously demands the keys one by one as Bluebeard tries to dissuade her. He's reluctant. One door conceals his wealth, another his armory, a third his gardens, and so on. She finally opens the 7th door, and there are his 3 previous wives, alive and beautiful. It dawns on her that she must join them. Resisting at first, she slowly walks in, closing the door, leaving him alone in the dark. It's as if the castle is Bluebeard's mind, and the women are now locked in his memory. Bluebeard's Castle by Béla Bartók.
Yeah. Es war mir,
The impetuous Judith takes her place among Bluebeard's other wives. The conclusion of Bluebeard's Castle by Béla Bartók. And we heard Christa Ludwig as Judith and Walter Berry as Bluebeard. And when they made this recording, they were in real life husband and wife. István Kertész conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Well, this next marital scene is a blissful moment in the lives of a tragic couple, Othello and Desdemona. Now, Shakespeare's play does not actually give them a love scene, but Verdi makes the ending of the opera more tragic by giving them a tender wedding night in Act One.
la gioia mi inonda sì fieramente che ansante mi giacio.
Othello and Desdemona, blissfully in love, for the moment, from Act One of Verdi's Otello. And we heard Robert Dean Smith, tenor, as Othello, Raffaella Angeletti as Desdemona. Friedrich Haider conducted the Oviedo Philharmonia. Well, we're looking at 26 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. And I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist of operatic spouses. And you'll want to stay with me for a Classic Monday. I've got a playlist of classical music that I suspect you are not familiar with. That's at 8 p.m. Our next married couple come to us from mythology and Wagner's four-opera ring cycle. Now, in the first opera, The Rheingold, we meet the king of the gods, Wotan, and his wife, Fricka. Wotan is asleep, dreaming of his growing power, which is symbolized by his new castle, Valhalla, which is being built by two giants, Fasolt and Fafnir. Fricka finally wakes Wotan from his dream, and he sees the castle is completed. Overcome, he extols the powerful beauty of this new castle, but Fricka has a complaint. She knows he intends to pay the giants by giving them her sister, Freya, the goddess of love and eternal youth, who just then comes running in, crying for help. Well, Wotan grumpily tries to calm the two women. He has no intention of giving away Freya. He sent someone to find a substitute payment. But this does not relieve their fears. And Wotan's duplicity will threaten the very existence of all the gods. This is from the first opera of the Ring cycle, Das Rheingold.
Thank you. was sie bedangen, die dort die Burg mir gebaut. Durch Vertrag zähmt ich ihr trotzig Gezücht, dass sie die Ehre alle mir schüfen. Ich steht nun dank den Starken, und den Zoll sorge dich nicht.
Thank you.
feines Leid zum Not sich fügen, lehrt nur Schlauheit und List. Die Loge verschlagen sie übt. Der zum Vertrage mir riet, versprach mir Freier zu lösen. Auf ihn verlass ich mich nun.
Ihr listiger Mann!
Wotan, king of the gods, embroiled in one of many domestic squabbles from the Rheingold, Das Rheingold, the first opera of Wagner's four-opera epic, The Nibelung's Ring. We heard George London as Wotan, Kirsten Flagstad was Fricka, and Claire Watson was her sister Freya. At the time, Kirsten Flagstad came out of retirement. She, in her youth, was one of the greatest Brünnhildes in history, came out of retirement to learn the part of Fricka for this great recording by London Records, with Georg Scholte conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we're eavesdropping on the private moments of some of opera's memorable married couples. Now, Puccini's operas are known for the famous lovers, but one of his most poignant scenes is with Michele and his wife Giorgetta in Il Tabarro, The Cloak. Michele is the owner of a freight barge on the Seine in Paris, and he's lamenting that his younger wife no longer seems to love him. In this scene, it's early evening in Chile, and for a moment, the two of them are on the barge reminiscing. He reminds her of their happier days when she would stand close to him for warmth, and he would wrap his arms and his large cloak around her. But that was before the death of their child. It seems like a tender moment, and he's about to kiss her, but she turns around and leaves him. From The Cloak, Il Tabarro, by Puccini.
Oh,
the unhappy Mikhail and his wife Georgetta. They share a wistful, heartbreaking moment reminiscing about happier times in their marriage. We heard Carlo Guelfi as Mikhail and Maria Gulagina as Georgetta. Antonio Pappano conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Well, we're about 10 minutes now before 8 o'clock here on the Opera Box. My last operatic married couple were transparently modeled after a real couple, the composer Richard Strauss and his wife Pauline. Strauss's opera tries musically to paint scenes based on his own married life. Everyone could tell who the characters really were, and his wife was not amused. The story is about an incident in the lives of the composer Robert Storch and his wife Christine. While her husband was out of town, she read a letter that was addressed to him from a woman, and the letter says she's looking forward to their tryst. Well, as a result, there are several domestic scenes and lots of tension, but in this final scene from the opera, Christine accuses her husband of infidelity, but it turns out the letter belonged to his friend with a similar name. It was mistakenly given to Storch. The couple confirm their love, and Storch declares this is just what a typical marriage is like. From Intermezzo, the opera by Richard Strauss.
Doch immer ihr Schlechten.
Thank you.
the happy ending to a domestic scene based on a true incident in the life of Richard Strauss and his wife, Pauline, who was herself an opera singer. She was quite willful and very temperamental. That's the conclusion to Intermezzo, and we heard Lucia Popp as Christine and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau as Robert Storch. Wolfgang Sawallisch conducted the Bavarian Radio Symphony. Well, that's all the time we've got now for Operatic Spouses. I'll be back next month, the first Monday of the month, with a playlist featuring monstrous mothers in opera. Right now, stay tuned for a Classic Monday.
This week on Making Contact,
the family started abusing me physically, verbally, and I was in that situation for 3 years. People might think, why I don't just run away? If I run away, where am I gonna go?
Today, very rarely you'd find somebody in modern slavery who's actually in chains, but nevertheless, today it's hidden in plain sight.
Slavery in many factories today in developing countries. There is a huge engagement of slavery where they can control many people.
Slavery, forced labor, and human trafficking are making a comeback. Women Rising Radio features women activists battling this horrific problem across the world. Ima Matul was trafficked from Indonesia to Los Angeles, escaping to become an anti-trafficking activist with CAST LA.
Well, it's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, and live online at kgnu.org. It's time now for a Classic Monday. And welcome to a Classic Monday, everyone. I'm Ron Nadell, still your host. And I've got a playlist of classical music that I'm pretty sure you probably have not heard. But it's great. Like this soprano sax concerto of John Mackey. And music of Bartok, Benjamin Dale, Richard Daniel Poor, Albert Roussel, and more. Don't be scared. Join me for tonight's program of Classical Music Discovery. Was the prelude from John Mackey's Concerto for Soprano Saxophone with Vince Nojek, the soloist, Scott Weiss conducting the University of Kansas Wind Ensemble. It's 4.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight I've got a playlist for classical music discovery. Now, that was just a little teaser, that little prelude, just an hors d'oeuvre. This next bite is by the Swedish composer Wilhelm Stenhammar. Now, he lived from 1871 to 1927, died fairly young from a stroke, which is